Oh, excellent, Tyrion thought. I agree. Lysa glared at him. You demanded a trial by combat. And now I demand a champion, such as you have chosen for yourself. My brother, Jaime, will gladly take my part, I know. Your precious Kingslayer is hundreds of leagues from here, snapped Lysa Aaron. Send a bird for him. I will gladly await his arrival. You will face Ser Varys on the morrow. Singer, Tyrion said, turning to Marillion, when you make a ballad of this, be certain you tell them how Lady Arryn denied the dwarf the right to a champion, and sent him forth lame and bruised and hobbling to face her finest knight. I deny you nothing, Lysa Arryn said, her voice peeved and shrill with irritation. Name your champion, imp! If you think you can find a man to die for you. If it's all the same to you, I'd sooner find one to kill for me. Tyrion looked over the long hall. No one moved. For a long moment he wondered if it had all been a colossal blunder. Then there was a stirring in the rear of the chamber. I'll stand for the dwarf, Bronn called out. Eddard. He dreamt an old dream, of three knights in white cloaks, and a tower long fallen, and Lyanna in a bed of blood.